All right, quick pivot away from Big Ten Media Days as a lot of news out of the NFL is coming down the pipeline. Couple notables that are not reporting to camp as of right now. We talked about Jordan Love yesterday, who did report to camp, but he's being held out of practices as they finalize a long-term contract extension with their quarterback. And look, we could see... Adam Schefter says could be the richest quarterback contract in NFL history, which that would be quite the thing.
I don't get that.
Expectations are high. It's the nature of the beast in the NFL. Next guy up is the highest guy up. And it'll maybe, for a guy like Jordan Love, it seems like that would be for a year. And then it maybe comes back down to earth and we see that team-friendly deal. But he is coming off a very team-friendly deal last year.
Sure.
And outperformed what he was getting paid. Another one, though, is something that's been lingering over New York for quite a while. Hassan Reddick continues to hold out of Jets camp. Remember, mini camp, he was a no-show. Robert Saleh was asked about it. He looked like he was peeved because they just traded for Reddick from the Philadelphia Eagles, and he wasn't at minicamp. He tried to play coy and play dumb, like he didn't know that Reddick wanted a new deal from Philly because he's entering the final year of his contract. He has had 50 and a half sacks over the last 4 years.
He's been real good,
wildly productive, and is getting paid $14.5 million, which is nowhere near what the high-level edge rushers get paid in the National Football League and pass rushers get paid in the National Football League. He is right smack dab in the middle of those guys. I think it was like eighth overall was his pay for pass rushers. He wanted a new deal in Philly. And it's no surprise, he wants one in New York. But the longer that this thing lingers for the Jets, the worse off you are because you traded for the guy.
Yeah, because you gave up stuff. Like that's kind of the weird part about that. Yeah, I don't really understand some of these NFL deals when guys get traded for without having like a sign and trade.
Like you have the understanding, and that's why the Robert Saleh stuff never made sense. Like you knew he wanted a new deal,
also,
and as the team that's trading for him, you better have what he wants already known and ready to give it to him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, why don't they do like sign and trades in the NFL? Like, does the CBA preclude that? Like, I'm not nearly as well versed in the NFL CBA.
Well, yeah, because you do have pre and post July 1 designations.
Sure.
So trading those, the CBA in the NFL is an absolute
disaster.
Mess.
Yes. But it's annoying, like, because the thing about it is that if you, it's kind of funny. It's like, well, you can't do that as an agent. Look, there are some agents, particularly in the NFL, who are, I would say underhanded is a nice way of phrasing it. They're just going to do whatever they can to leverage the living bejesus out of teams.
Yep.
And in the NFL, where the money's not guaranteed, it is cutthroat. But I'm both surprised and not surprised at the same time of, like, what's to stop Hassan Reddick's agent from getting that trade done under the auspices of, we'll agree to X, Y, and Z, and then going, hey, you just traded for us. You gave up real capital.
Yep.
Price of the brick just went up. Yesterday's price isn't today's price. Like, what is to stop it other than your reputation? And it's nothing. Nothing is there to preclude that.
Yeah. I mean.
But that's kind of like, I wonder how much of that was a situation with Saleh last year, in that maybe he was under the understanding that, you know, from his GM's perspective, that a deal framework was very close. And that's why they consummated the trade, and that it didn't materialize so quickly.
Well, in all
frustrations.
By all reports, the Jets felt like they were, when they traded for him for a 2026 conditional draft pick to Philly, it was, they felt like they had the framework in place, and then he showed up and it's like, that ain't good enough for us.
And that's what I mean.
I don't know, but he's given up a ton of money right now. He's already given up $250,000 in a workout bonus for missing training camp, $50,000 fine for missing mandatory mini camp.
And then it turns into daily now.
It is $50,000 per day, mandatory by the collective bargaining agreement, because this is what used to happen is guys used to get fined for missing and holdouts during training camp. And they'd be like, ah, we're going to waive those fines. You can't waive them anymore under the new collective bargaining agreement, which means all the players do is say, okay, if I miss 4 days at $50,000 a pop, I want $200,000 extra on my deal. And that, for a team that is up against it against the cap, yeah, that's not a good place to be in.
No.
So Hassan Reddick, not reporting to the Jets. Guy who is reporting, he wants his money. We know he wants his money. It's very important to him that he gets paid. Brandon Ayuk of the San Francisco 49ers reported to camp because he doesn't want to give up $50,000 a day. And
he's trying to get more money, not lose it.
John Lynch came out and said, we are still working towards signing Brandon to a contract extension that works for both he and us, the San Francisco 49ers. That's going to be easier said than done with all of the things that Ayuk has said, including formally requesting a trade to the franchise and the fact that he's said he's felt disrespected by the San Francisco 49ers with the amount of touches he got in the Super Bowl and with the contract that they're offering him right now. But he's at 49ers training camp. I don't know if he's going to be out on the field at all, but he's not going to miss out on that $50,000 a day. That's for dang sure.
Also in the NFC West, Matthew Stafford is reported to the Rams, and they are restructuring his guaranteed money.
They're going to be pretty good this year.
They are. They're going to be surprisingly good as long as they can stay healthy. But Stafford had 3 years remaining on the $40 million a year contract extension he signed in 2022, but only had $15 million guaranteed beyond this year. Stafford is currently, 30? Yes, 36.
Kick the can down the road.
Yeah, but he's also got a neck that doesn't work.
Yeah, and they're also looking at his best friend, Clayton Kershaw, who's hurt, too, for the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Clayton Kershaw and Matthew Stafford were childhood friends?
Yeah, went to the same high school, played baseball together.
No way.
Just think of those two arms on a team.
That would be unfair. Did they win the high school state championship in baseball?
I don't know. I know they were really
good. Or were
good.
They the Mariners, where they just had a lot of pitching and nobody could hit?
They went to Carrollton, didn't they?
No, you mean South Lake Carroll?
What is it, Carrollton? Good Lord. Yeah, I think South Lake. I think I think that's where they went.
No idea.
It's a DFW school, right? I'm almost certain.
No idea.
Either way, it's it's a sad story. If Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw, with the exception of Stafford going to the Rams and finally winning that Super Bowl,
the
amount of talent they would have while also simultaneously just falling short over and over and over again.
Kershaw has a World Series.
Finally getting to that, but
he's got World Series.
Not because of him.
Whoa.
Look, Clayton Kershaw's one of my favorite pitchers of all time. It's also one of the worst playoff pitchers ever.
I think he was finally good. Yeah.
But yeah, no, their career arcs are very similar.
Yeah.
Right? Incredibly great, wildly productive players.
Yes.
That fell short until finally kind of putting it all together in the right place.
Oh, dang. What is going on here? Clayton Kershaw in the 2020 World Series, which they won. He was okay. He was okay. They won both of his starts in that World Series. Now, in the other games, in the other World Series against the Red Sox and the Astros, not so much, my friend. He was, and I don't know how much we're going to weigh the game in Houston that he got roughed up for. He went 4 2/3, 4 hits, 6 earned runs. But that was in Houston, when they were banging on trash cans in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Do we give him a little pass for that?
Yeah.
We want to give him a little pass for that? I think we should.
Yeah, because he lost a little bite on the fastball.
I feel like we owe it to Clayton Kershaw to maybe get rid of, throw that one out. And then he also had a blow-up game against the Boston Red Sox in 2018, which, reminder, folks, remember the Apple Watches thing with the Yankees and the Red Sox, right? Yeah. All right.
Highland Park High School. It's Dallas. That's where they went.
Oh, yeah. All right.
But
did they win the state championship in baseball?
Did not see one.
Dang.
But Kershaw went, 13-0 with a .77 ERA.
Oh. I can see why they drafted him.